This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The guys on The Big Show have been going at it for 3 hours, but they haven't crashed and burned yet. It's time to reset today's big topics and let you pick a lane. Brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. Go to GreatLakesDragway.com for information on the upcoming Time Machine Nationals on Labor Day weekend, Saturday, August 31st and Sunday, September 1st. Bring out the whole family for funny cars, jet cars, wheel standers, and nitro cars.
Wendy's Big Show with the 5 o'clock hour already. It's 5 o'clock. Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane here on The Fan. David Bakhtiari just stopped by for his weekly visit, 4:35 on Tuesdays. Set your calendars. I mean, that's just the easiest way. Actually, the easiest way is this. This is what you do. You go download the radio.com app. It's free, so free 99. That's a good thing. You download the radio.com app. You search 105.7 FM The Fan, and then just hit favorite. And then when it comes up and says allow notifications, yes, we're trying to help you. You're our friend. So allow the notifications, and we'll let you know when David Bakhtiari is on. So all you got to do is click it, and it comes right up that way.
Oh, and Ron Wolf is on the Bill Michaels Show tomorrow at 12:35.
Right there.
Right?
There
you're
again.
Having lunch. Maybe you forget about it. Boom.
Or
you get the notification, you turn on your app, and you listen to it while you have some lunch tomorrow at 12:35.
And we don't leave you after 6 o'clock, right? We know your life doesn't shut off. Tim Allen, once he comes on with the Bayview Shade and Line postgame show tonight, with also yours truly, you'll get one of those too, and we'll let you know when we're talking Brewers on The Fan. Really, I mean, it's us helping you, but really, we love you so much that you don't have to thank us at all. You really don't have to. Wendy's Big Show here at 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Push notifications with you with clothes on the next time. The one last night was kind of scary. Did you see the one that you did?
Of me?
I know you weren't there, but it was a joke. It's not.
No, oh, goodness.
I don't know where they got it from, but.
I don't like the idea of me posing without clothes on. I don't think anybody does like that.
Well, the Clemens ones is still circulating around the internet.
That continues around forever, and the Bart one will be ever burned into my mind
and
as
Chuck.
Many times as I try to get out.
Chuck in a hot tub, that one too.
Well, that one's all right. I like
Gary
Frames.
Without
Frames
his
looks
shirt
good.
On.
Like Gary's lost like 140 pounds. I mean, he looks like a supermodel. Yeah. So Gary can go
Frames.
Naked whenever he wants.
Frames.
All natural is really what you're calling it. I actually have some cool posters.
Yeah.
Talk about Boff the Bar that I wanted to bring in and give to you, actually. Rob from Beauforting Beer wanted me to give you some all natural posters to hang up in your office. So
what's on the all natural poster?
Just people going all natural, baby. People going all natural. We're drinking in the Boff every day of the week. 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. We'll start with the right lane. What do you have your sights set on, Brewers fans? Is it the division or the wild card? Steve Sparky Pfeiffer.
Kested here tonight in the lineup. That's what I'm set on. I cannot wait. Back in the lineup, my guy. Finally, here we go.
And my boy Brandon Woodruff back tonight, making his return from 6 long weeks.
Batting 8th.
That's right. He's batting 8th. I like that, too.
That's okay, though.
I like the lineup. It's been a while since I've actually liked the lineup Council's put out there. I like the lineup tonight, which means they won't score any runs, not because I like it. Hey, so Brewers, 2 or 3 weeks ago, they're not going to win the division. Just forget about us. Focus on just getting into the playoffs. And at that point, 2 or 3 weeks ago, man, if you make the playoffs, overcoming everything you've overcome, unbelievable. And then you fast forward, and Yelich blows out a kneecap, and you're like, well, by some chance, if they somehow get in now, it would be even more special to make the playoffs now without having your MVP to help you the last 2 or 3 weeks of the season. And then Braun hits the grand slam on Sunday. Do we have that?
Oh, yeah, I got it.
Yeah.
I didn't think you really wanted to hear it again.
Yeah.
Braun, center field, Bader going back, watches it, goal!
Yes!
A
am happy for Craig Kishon. You know, he does fill-in work all the time. Has he ever had one of those moments, though?
Not that I can remember. No, because I said it earlier in the year, I thought the Brewers had actually gone winless when Craig Kishon was the broadcaster.
That's just awesome. You're a play-by-play guy.
Big time.
Having
awesome
one of those big-time moments like that, that's just cool. And that'll highlight will be played forever. Okay, so that changed then everything, because now you're three games back in the division, one game back at the Cubs for the wild card. At that point in time, my outlook changed. Now I want the division. There are the Cardinals. They have the Nationals for three. Now they won last night, so they got them for two more. They got the Cubs for seven games still, who are battling each other for the division. The Brewers have cellar dwellers the rest of the way out. This division is within reach. That's where my eyes are right now, because I think they're in. I don't think the Cubs and Cardinals both make the playoffs. I think it's the Brewers and one of these other two teams.
Gary Ellerson, your take on that? Where should Brewers fans be having their attention? The wild card or the division?
Trying to figure out how to get in first.
That's the
Brewer fans. Steve always does this stuff, man. He be killing me with this stuff, man.
Well,
off the road this morning.
He did say the Bucks were going to sweep the Raptors after they won game one.
Yep, I did.
He's such a fan. And sometimes that fandom just drives me absolutely. And here he is once again.
Not changing, Gary.
Well, I know.
Not changing.
I know. I've been here for 15 years. I know.
Haven't changed.
So, 15 years, that's almost as long as Aaron Rodgers has been the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah.
And for that time, Gary, he's always been conservative. He's always been, I'm not going to try to force things. I'm going to try to play within myself and then go deep and be the Hail Mary God that he has been. Do you want Aaron Rodgers to take more chances if it means possibly more interceptions, as Bob McGinn of The Athletic now was saying earlier today that he might be chasing a zero interception season?
Yeah, I love to see him take more chances. Zero interceptions. I mean, he almost had it last year. What, he threw four
two.
Last year?
Yep.
He threw four or two last year?
Two.
Two, yeah. I mean, but didn't have a very good year. So I think he probably understands that I may need to take more chances. And I think in these first two games, I think you've kind of seen that.
Stevie, what about you? Would you rather see Aaron Rodgers continue to play as safe with the football as he does? And for me, I end every drive with a kick. If you got to force something in where it's most likely going to be picked, but you think there's that 1-10% chance you can get it, that's fine. Let my defense, which right now is probably top 10 in football, let them on a long field go up against the defense, get me the football back, and I'll go score on the next time. For me, it's end every drive with a kick. But for you, would you like to see Aaron Rodgers take more chances and possibly throw more interceptions?
Every Bears fan agrees with you with Mitch Trubisky. That's how every Bears fan thinks as well. Just kick, let my defense try and win it because you're not good enough to do it yourself. So that, from a Bears fan perspective, makes sense. But when you have a Brady, a Breeze, pre-injured Brent Roethlisberger, I guess pre-injured Drew Brees, when you have these guys that are special, like Aaron Rodgers, you want them to take that shot. Now, I'm not saying be Brett and throw into triple coverage. I'm not saying to be Brett and throw into double coverage. All I'm saying is, if you think there's a little bit of a window there that you might be able to sneak a ball into a wide receiver in one-on-one coverage, throw it. And the only reason I can think of why he doesn't take risk now like he did back then, to a degree, probably is he doesn't trust these receivers like he trusted those wide receivers back then that he had been with forever. Jordy and Driver and those guys. He trusted those guys. He knew those guys, knew where to be and go get the ball for him. And maybe with these guys, he doesn't have as much trust in these guys outside of Devontae Adams.
Could it be that he didn't have as much trust in the defense, though? Like, knowing if I give this ball with a short field, they're going to give up a touchdown, and then I got to go and get more.
His defenses haven't been good not many times in his career has he had great defenses. He's had really good defenses, what, two times maybe with Dime Capers off the top of my head without looking at numbers?
They were pretty good.
Yeah, there were like two times where they had really good defenses under Dime probably.
And they were number two in the league when they won the Super Bowl.
So, I mean, from that standpoint, that 15-1 year, it was an awful defense. They were god-awful.
Yeah,
and then they lost
brutal
to the Giants in the playoffs. They would have been probably undefeated had they listened to Gary and Jordy Nelson what to do with them on offense that game against the Chiefs, but they didn't. But so, again, I mean, from that perspective, yeah, I guess that could be part of it, of not wanting to give the ball back because your defense can't stop anybody. I'm sure that's probably part of it. But this year with this defense, unless something changes, this defense, Billy, to me, looks pretty good. Like, they can get the ball back for you if
really
you throw
good,
an interception.
Yeah.
They can get a stop and force a field goal if you throw a pick at the 30. They can slow them down. Take more chances, Aaron. Let's see what you got.
at 414-799-1250, the left lane, is how are you balancing the Packers and Brewers? And instead of going to Gary Ellerson or Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, I'm going to go to Jeff in Wauwatosa. He's going to answer it for us on a fan. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, guys. So here's my thoughts. I try to balance them as best I can, unfortunately. Cable makes that very difficult. You guys know DirecTV dropped that Fox Sports Wisconsin. How am I supposed to switch back and forth? The only other way to do it, tune into the radio, listen to Euchre, follow the game.
Mm-hmm.
It makes it difficult, though, to pay attention to a Packer game while you're listening to a Brewer game on the radio. They make it tough on you, guys. You got other options. Yeah, I could drop, my cable provider and whatever, but just makes it tough. So they make it tough on you. And, I got to say, Sparky's dead on. He nailed it. As long as I've been a sports fan in Wisconsin, you're not turning on a Brewer game during Packer season in any bar, for the most part.
No, you're just not. Unless you're a huge bar like Mecca downtown, Mecca Sports Bar and Grill, where you have 100 TVs or whatever they have. Yeah, then you can put it on 6 or 7 TVs.
Did you guys squeeze the Brewer game on Sunday?
They had the Brewers game on like 6 or 7 TVs around. Now,
nice.
When they started, we had more than that. And then people asked for it to be turned off and had different football games being put on instead.
Yeah.
So it probably ended up with like 6 or 7.
Okay.
But you have to understand that because they have the NFL ticket, they had we had a table outside that had, 10 people, guys and girls. And they were sitting outside on the patio, and there was a TV to their left, and then there was a TV to their right.
Oh, my.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
They had the Giants game on one and the Patriots game on the other because they were Giants and Patriots fans. They didn't care about the Packer game. They were out there to watch those two games.
Unbelievable.
So those guys turned off the Brewers game, didn't care about that either. They wanted to watch your football
those
teams.
Games,
I had another dude sitting up on the third level right on the, what would it be, the far left side, right up against the big screen TVs right there.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and he had him turn the middle big screen TV on the Cowboy game, and he sat in that booth and watched that Cowboys game on the second big screen down on the left side the whole game.
What an ass.
So, I mean, that's that's what we're talking about here. When you go there, you've got a lot of Brewers games on, but as people want it turned off for football, it's going to start shrinking what you have available to watch Brewer games on.
Man, that stinks. Because the Brewers are so, they're right here. And I get it, like Gary was talking about up at Hinterland, that people are watching on their phones. You can do it that way, too, on Fox Sports Go, which helps. But, man, they're right here. It's just, it's so crazy for me to Jeff, as he's saying, you find a way to keep tabs with the Milwaukee Brewers because they do sometimes make it a little bit hard on you. 414-799-1250. Let's get one more before a break. Joe is in Chicago. He's up on the fan. Hey, Joe.
That's actually Phil.
Phil. Sorry about that.
What's up, Phil?
What's up, Phil?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Hey, what's up, Phil?
Well, as a quick side note, I obviously I'm in Chicago, so I don't really get the game like that. But what I have is the Fire Stick, and, I jailbreak it and all of this stuff.
Attaboy.
I get everything. Everything.
What's
so,
the Fire Stick, Phil?
Amazon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Sparky will explain it to you, but I jailbreak it. You get everything.
Jailbreaker, that sounds illegal, Phil.
Slightly, but it works out. I'm with you, Phil.
No comment.
Don't incriminate yourself.
You start talking
jailbreaker. But send me one up to the radio station.
Don't sound like it's legal, jailbreaker. You probably should use another word than that.
Send me one up to the radio station. Go ahead, Phil.
Go ahead, Phil.
Well, my thing is about Aaron. I totally agree with Sparky. Hey, just let it fly, man. Let it fly. I think this offense will be high scoring by the end of the year, and every week is going to get better. But as Sparky said, he just has to take some more chances. It's all right. You got a better defense now. Put more trust in the offensive system. And, my guy Gary over there, I think, what was this, last month you said that you'd rather have Breeze than Rodgers. I understand that from a certain standpoint, but my whole thing is, he hasn't really done anything more as far as playoffs is concerned because they've had as many playoff heartbreaks as we have.
Yeah, they may be about the same.
And Breeze throws a lot of, he throws interceptions. But
he takes more chances.
He does, but he does have a lot more stats as far as like completions and things like that. So I want Aaron to be like that too. So, I mean, I can understand you, Gary, when you say that. Even though I would still take Rodgers over Brees, but that's just my two cents.
Would you take Brady over Rodgers, Phil?
I would take Brady in that system over Rodgers, because his whole—he's a little overrated because he's lucky with first of all, you can't be the greatest if you have cheating on your resume. Number one, number two, you have the greatest coach of all time, and number three, they've had a top seven defense the last six, seven.
So you're saying that Rodgers would be better in the system that Tom Brady's run?
No, I'm saying that I would take Tom Brady over Rodgers in the system that he has with. Because Josh McDaniels has been his offensive coordinator since, 03, 04, something like that?
Right.
So, I mean, come on. I mean, I would take Brady in that sense. But I think Rodgers is better.
Would Rodgers fit better in Tom Brady's system?
No, he just said in that system he would rather take Tom Brady.
I'd take Tom Brady because you've seen it. You'll never know what Rodgers will be in that. We just can assume that he could be better in that. I don't know, but that's just my two cents. Thanks,
all right, thanks for the phone.
Appreciate
call.
It, Phil.
Yeah, I was just, yeah.
Just what?
Yeah, Steve. Would Rodgers be better in Tom Brady's system?
I don't know.
Would he be better than Tom Brady?
I don't know.
Okay.
Because I don't know if he still changes. Maybe he's going to hold on the ball. He's going to hold on the ball. The difference, though, that makes you want to say he would be better in Tom Brady's system is Hootie getting all up in his grill and film sessions and everything else. Because you know he's not going to like that. He ain't trying to get chewed out in front of everybody in some film session in the quarterback's room or, God forbid, in a team meeting or something. So from that aspect, I think, he might be better in that from that perspective, sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wendy's Big Show here on 105.7 FM, The Fan, Pella Windows and Doors, Gary Allerson.
Yes, Lord have mercy, baby Tosh. Pella Windows and Doors, absolutely. Guys, now's the time to call Pella Windows and Doors, Wisconsin, right now. Pella is offering a choice of 4.99% APR financing for 10 years or 0 APR for 5 years. And awesome deal, guys, but what it makes it even better is everything else that sets Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin apart from the rest. Take installation. Done. In as little as a day. And instead of just one or two, Pella has 9 different styles of windows to fit in your particular taste. Luxurious wood to fiberglass and vinyl. And finance options for every single budget. Pella also has the best limited lifetime warranty on wood windows and cool innovations like the between the glass blinds and the roll screen that practically disappears out of view. All these reasons are more and make every Pella offer even better. Through September 30th, choose 4.99 APR financing for 10 years or 0 APR for 5 years. Visit PelloWI.com today and tell them that Gary and Leroy sent you.
414-799-1250. This is the Wendy's Big Show on 105.7 FM. The Fan, Mike Clemens, is here in 15 minutes talking Packers football. We're back with you well before that here on The Fan.
Sense.
the Fan. It's Great Lakes Dragway. Pick a lane. That's the Cars on the Wendy's Big Show on a Tribute Tuesday.
You didn't know who they were prior. Right?
Well, I didn't know why we were playing the music because I was told by everybody that we were playing bumper music from the Cars. So we sprinkled in some bumper music by the Cars on a Tribute Tuesday.
Yep. It was a big deal, man, when that guy died over the weekend. I mean, I don't know, Gary, you saw it on social media too, right? A lot of people talking about it. And I was trying to think about it earlier, well, actually last night. I don't know if they've ever won a Throwback Thursday.
I don't think we've ever.
I guess good old KS would know that because he's been doing it forever. But I don't think the Cars have ever won a Throwback Thursday before. So I think this might be the first time we've ever had Cars bumper music on the station. And that's kind of a mistake, I think, by all of us not having nominated them previous.
Well, that is great. I'm glad that we're rectifying
that
mistake.
Don't you like their music? Do you like their music or no?
Don't know who they are, I hate to tell you.
No, just the music.
Yeah, it sounds good. Yeah. It sounds fun. 414-799-1250, live at 105.7fmthefan.com. Here on Great Lakes Dragway, Pick a Lane is Jay. He's up on the Fan. Hey, Jay.
Jay, what's up, bud?
All right, Jay is gone. See you, Jay. Now, was that long enough? Was that nice enough for me to give Jay a couple of seconds? Because usually I am the one that cuts it right away, and I get kind of chastised for it.
Why?
Why
do you cut it right
because
away?
Because
you have patience.
You're going to... Okay, this does sound very snooty to me, but if you're going to call the radio station, like if you're going to call the radio station and you're going to want to say something on the radio, be ready. Like have your radio down. Have the phone right up to your ear, not the speaker phone, because no one wants all that nonsense. Just right up to your ear, get nice, close, intimate. And then if you're going to call us, be there when we go to you.
Yeah.
Is that a crazy idea?
Well, it all depends. Like, it kind
like,
of...
Don't be at the drive-thru at Wendy's and being like, hey, can I get a Dave's double? And all of a sudden, wait, oh, sorry, hold on one sec. I'm going to talk about Aaron Rodgers quick. And spicy nuggets, too.
I've ordered food for somebody in a drive-thru while I was hosting a show. I said, here, let me order. I'll order for you. Just put the phone up there. What do you want? And then I ordered the food for him at the drive-thru. Done that before on the air.
That's outrageous to me.
Yeah.
But then again, I was late for school when I was calling shows when I was like 11, so that makes sense too.
But you were always ready on the phone to talk at 11.
Oh, prompt, man. Are you kidding me? Like, I was sitting there just dialed in. Couldn't wait. I'm ready to rock and roll. So, like, and maybe it does make me sound like a douche, but I'm like, if you're going to be there, be there. Be ready to go. We want to talk to you on the big show.
Sometimes things happen. Sometimes you go into a tunnel or something, you lose connection. Sometimes you're going to end up in a bad cell, you lose connection. Sometimes the kids are driving you crazy, so you mute the phone, you're yelling at the kids, and then all of a sudden they go to you and you're not listening. It could be in numerous situations that could occur.
This makes sense, just don't have kids. Wendy's Big Show here on 105.7 FM, 1250 AM, and the radio.com app. Stevie, if you do have kids, though, and you need to feed them, because I guess you do need to feed children if they're yours, you should go to Robert's Specialty Meats, fine supporter of our golf outing. That guy's right now, spots are just flying off the shelf. There's only a few foursomes left that I've been told.
No.
No?
I got an update. There is one foursome left.
One foursome left.
And I don't even know if it's technically available, but as of like an hour ago, there was one foursome left before it's a sellout. That's
all. 105.7fmthefan.com. September 25th, one left. Go today and sign up. You get breakfast from Perkins, lunch from Robert's Specialty Meats, dinner from Saz's. It's September 25th. It's next Wednesday. We're going to be playing golf. We're going to have some great times.
Western Lakes
banter
in Pewaukee.
At Western Lakes in Pewaukee. And you can golf with guys like us from the Fan.
And thanks to Great Lakes Dragway. They are our huge sponsor this year. We got a bunch of different sponsors, but Great Lakes Dragway, Roy Henning stepping up big time like he does every year for our golf outing. So thanks to them. And of course, thanks to Robert Specialty Meats involved once again this year. And I'll be heading out to Robert Specialty Meats probably on Friday, because my future brother-in-law is coming into town from La Crosse and has a list of food that he wants me to get at Robert's Specialty Meats for him to take back to La Crosse, including ribs on a stick, as one could think or one could imagine, and including a small Al Capone roast that he'd like to bring back, too. So our 13th annual WSSP Charity Golf Outing comes up next week. An honor once again to have Robert's Specialty Meats serving their awesome lunch buffet, but you don't have to be a golfer to experience what great-tasting fresh meat from the old-time butcher is all about. Paul Roberts has lots of delicious options to make dinner time truly special. From hand-cut USDA steaks, prime beef tenderloin, gourmet burgers, and over 30 types of original sausages and brats, including the Al Capone Italian sausage, just full of zesty flavor. Call Roberts today at 262-549-MEAT. 262-542-5499. Meat for the best selection and reserve your order. And when you visit, be sure to pick up some of their Cherrywood smoked beef sticks or jerky, the perfect snack treats. You can also check them out online at robertspecialtymeatswaukesha.com for more information and money-saving coupons. For the best in meats, shop Robert Specialty Meats, your hometown butcher.
Now, my man Michael tweeted into the fan account. He also calls himself the Kevin King fan account of what he's doing here, Gary. Now, this would drive you nuts. Dual screening, but look at what my man Michael has in here. He's got the Packer game on the one big screen. He's got it angled with the Brewers on the other.
Gary can't do that.
And then he's got the barbecue sauce right underneath because you know you got to have something to dunk those nuggets in that you're eating because you got to have some kind of snack.
Well, you got to have the nuggets.
Right? I mean, you got to have the nuggets sitting right there.
Yeah, and the spicy nuggets is what I want.
My man's got a pretty solid. That's a solid setup right there. That's a solid setup. 105.7 FM, The Fan, one guy that might have an even better setup on game day, that's Mike Clemens. Our green and gold reporter joins us next here on The Fan.
Cousins, wanted Thielen, throws a Hail Mary. Kevin King, did he come up with it?
Run on the field is an interception.
Can't believe that Cousins would throw that ball.
It's good because we understand that, you know, to be a great team, you have to be able to finish defensively. To be able to finish defensively 2 weeks in a row against two most likely playoff caliber teams is a good sign.
That's Chris Myers on Fox with the highlight. Tremont Williams on the defense there in Green Bay. Now joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline is our own green and gold football reporter, Mike Clemens. Mike, I went back and watched the game, and I was in the middle of Brewers, Packers, bouncing back and forth. I didn't realize, one, the situation as cleanly until the second time viewing it, and just how awful of a decision that was by Kirk Cousins to throw that ball with like 5 minutes left, first and goal from the eight, backtrack 10 yards, and then fire up a pretty much Hail Mary into the end zone.
Into double coverage, back of the end zone. The receiver didn't really have a good line of sight to the ball. And on top of that, think about the last three, four plays you had with Delvin Cook before that.
Yeah.
I mean, they were finding gaps again for him, and they couldn't stop him, and they had the Packers on the heels, and then he throws that one up. And this is, you know, this is the thing that comes along with Kirk Cousins, man. And the guy, he's... the player to have the most fumbles in the NFL the last 5 years is Kirk Cousins, and he gave up another one on Sunday. The Packers' defense, you know, it's only week two, so you're not going to look at rankings, but I am looking at turnover ratio because that's what all these coaches always talk about. They are plus three behind only the Patriots and the Titans, who are off to a good start. When it comes to what they're holding opposing quarterbacks, Trubisky, Cousins, combined quarterback rating of about 58 or so. Number one right now is that killer secondary for New England. They've held their opposing quarterbacks somewhere in the 40s. So those numbers after two games you can look at and sort of count on.
No, you really can. But I think when you start looking at this Packers defense, though, I mean, a lot has been made of the Smith guys, but King and Alexander on the outside, I mean, they spent – some high draft picks on a one and a two, but they look really good on the outside, Mike.
Hey, you know, I interviewed Xavier Rhodes, and I didn't know he was that big.
Yeah, he's a big dude for a corner.
Yeah. And, you know, Ron Wolf is out promoting his book, and he talked about, you know, the T-Buck draft, Terrell Buckley, back in the day, and he said, other guys said, go after this guy, and he goes, why would I go after a 5'9", 5'10"? Because he said when he worked for the Raiders, they always had big corners.
Right.
And
big
Ron
corners.
Wolf in studio tomorrow with Bill Michaels at 12:35 here on The Fan.
Exactly. And so that's something that, you know, touch on with that. And, of course, then T-Buck leaves the Packers, and he actually, you know, has some success. But after that, all those guys that he did get at corner, and then he got himself a Super Bowl, were bigger guys like that. And guys like Al Harris or just, you know, crazy coordinated guys like Charles Woodson that, you know, Ted picked up in free agency and all that. Well, that makes a difference with Kevin King, you know, and even though he's kind of built more like a basketball player, he's not afraid to put his head down and wrap up and make tackles, and you just keep your fingers crossed that he can stay healthy. But Jair is so coordinated. He's so confident right now. You know, he's borderline cocky, but, you know, Matt LaFleur says, you know, whatever that kid wants to do right now, he's smart, plays to the ball. Darnell Savage, by the way, now, he saw him as they were kicking us out of the locker room wearing a boot, the rookie safety, and he was in he had the boot on in yesterday's locker room period, didn't talk to reporters, took it off, and now Rob Domofsky saying, yeah, he's got, you know, a bruised shin bone, but there's still a chance he might be able to get out there and protect against Joe Flacco and company Sunday against the Broncos.
When you talk about this Packers team and what Aaron Jones was able to do, something I've been harping on for 2 days, 23 carries, 4 catches, more involved in this offense than he ever was under Mike McCarthy. Do you think this is something we'll continue to see from this offense?
Well, and I mean, this is what LaFleur promised. And, you know, there's some people that say, well, you know, Green Bay 2-0, all right, so they beat the Vikings and the Bears. But really, the only two playmakers Aaron Rodgers has got is Davante Adams and Aaron Jones. And I, you know, Jimmy Graham has passed his prime. He, you know, of course, Graham got Rodgers killed on a couple of plays where, you know, the Blitz was able to get past him and he only put a chip block on. The guy can't block. He's never been known as a blocker. But the guy who made the difference for Aaron Jones was Mercedes Lewis. You go over the tape a second time, and Mercedes Lewis laid out some dudes. You know, he took off the edge on Griffin and some of their outside linebackers. The other thing is, when I got the inactives and I had to do a pregame report this past Sunday against the Vikings, you saw this. Eric Wilson was now filling in for a Gideon guy who had a groin injury during the week at weak side linebacker. And then they're both Alexander, another one of their corners, both their slot guys were out of the game. And they went after a backup safety that had to play slot. And in those first three series, you saw LaFleur go right for those guys. You know, throws to Devontae out of the slot, runs to the right side where that weak side linebacker was. The one play that I guess it was Aaron Jones had off to the right-hand side, there was nobody there. Nobody there. So I was impressed by that. I figured that that's what Green Bay was going to do, go to these, you know, second and third string guys. And then at the end of the game, though, Mike Zimmer even said, yeah, they took advantage of some of our substitutes to start the game. And that's part of the reason they put 21 points up to get going.
When you talk about Raven Green being out going forward, in that game, Adrian Amos came up, replaced him on defense. Now, a hybrid linebacker role, replaced him on special teams. Is that up fullback? In punting, and do we think Amos stays in those roles going forward, or was that just a one-time deal?
Now, either him, or sometimes they bring in this Redmond kid in there to play that position as well. I don't know if they give some more time to Ty Summers to help out with that. But I would think, I don't know, depending on how Flacco is, and he hasn't completed any deep balls yet. I'd feel better with Adrian Amos back there, you know, working the back end of the field.
Talking with our green and gold football reporter, Mike Clemens, here on the Wendy's Big Show. Mike, the one big-time mistake that I could really point to on the offensive side was, how on earth are you letting Jimmy Graham pass block one-on-one against Danielle Hunter on the outside? And obviously, it showed that it was a man against boys there in that particular situation. But otherwise, talking with David Bakhtiari here at 435, didn't hear Everson Griffin's name all that much.
No. And he, you know, and David again did a great job with him. I'm sorry I missed the interview, but I know that in years past he's talked about he's loved the challenge against that guy.
Yep.
But, you know, 69 shut him down. I'm telling you, I think that one of the reasons that the speed of the Packers offense dropped off dramatically after, I mean, those first three drives were just beautiful. And that first thing, that's one of the fastest things I've seen the Packers ever do. And it's a lot faster than I ever saw Jared Goff run Sean McVay's offense out there. As fast as Rodgers was getting the ball out of his hands and moving in the backfield and creating those double fakes before he went. But that Aaron Rodgers got knocked around. And there was a play there not long before the first half where he came up and during the TV timeout, man, it took him a while to shake it off. He had like a left leg injury of some kind, and he wasn't the same. And I'm, you know, I know Aaron Rodgers. He's beat up now. He had 10 days to rest after the Bears game, but he got pretty beat up in that Vikings game, and he was slow and really tired after the end of that game on Sunday. So that's something that they're going to be dealing with. I wouldn't be surprised if they rest him on Wednesday, but. We'll see if he can recover.
So, Mike, everybody's talked about this week. So the little tit-to-tat that was on the sideline with Matt LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers as he's coming off the field. What's your take on that?
That, I'm trying to think big picture. Like, did Dan Marino ever yell at Shula? You know, did Joe Montana ever yell at Bill Walsh? Did, you know, or to Seifert?
I would say guys were different back then, though, you know.
Well, the other thing is the coach was 25 years older than you, not 4 years older than
you. Yeah. That's a really good point.
And on the other hand, you know, there's that age-old story that Jerry Kramer talks about, or Bart talked about, when, you know, Lombardi chewed him out and embarrassed him, and then Bart went to Lombardi and said, "You coach, you can say whatever you need to say to me. Just don't do it in front of the team, man." And so part of the thing that sparked that is Rodgers is coming off the field. He knows everything that happened. The coach is coming up and saying, "Why didn't you do this?" and challenging him and yelling at him. And Rodgers barked right back at him. He gave him three reasons why. And you know what? I'm fine with that because they're peers. And guess what? This is going to be Aaron Rodgers. You know, what else do you want? No one in the league could run the offense like those first three drives. And now if you can just figure out a way to sustain that in the second half, and if this defense stays healthy, you know, it's lookout time. So it'll be different. It's only their second game together. It's only Matt LaFleur's 18th game calling an NFL game, if you add, you know, his year with the Titans last year. So there's a lot of rookie stuff going on out there between these two.
Mike, that first drive, I'm glad you brought it up. I felt like I needed a cigarette because it was nuts. Like I was sitting there. It was hot. It was heavy.
Billy,
it was two minutes away. It was like,
here's the thing. We never saw that in practice. It was never that good in practice. Never.
Wow.
Never. And that's what was so amazing about it, except when they missed the game against the Raiders. And by the way, I'm here to tell you, Aaron Rodgers is getting back treatments, okay? Just put that aside.
Okay.
That's for real. That they closed us out, and they started having closed practices when they got into the team drills. And after two or three of those, remember Rodgers came back out and said, "Hey, last couple of practices were really good, really good."
Mm-hmm.
And so that means that something around there, around the last week of August, the first week of September, going through Labor Day weekend, the cuts, and getting ready for that Thursday night game against the Bears, something clicked. They found their tempo. They found their plays. LaFleur said earlier this summer, he, not the first 15, he likes to script the first 20. And one of the things starts to trail off about 20 plays into the game. So, like I was joking with the guys this morning, maybe they should have LaFleur script the first 60 and they can get through this thing better.
That screen pass, though, Mike, that they ended up scoring the touchdown on, it was the design. I loved it. And it reminded me a little bit of something that I remember we used to run. And it was you'd set up two different screens. It would be a running back kind of slip screen like it was that Williams catches the touchdown on. And then it would be coupled with like a wide receiver screen on kind of a tunnel on the other side. So you're splitting the line in half. But to have it with Aaron Jones and Jamal Williams on the field at the same time, I know a lot of Packer fans have been looking for that for a long time.
Well, that's the best part, though, is the disguise, is the deception. Now you're in red zone, and if you've been watching tape, you say, okay, this is probably Jimmy Graham or slant to Devontae Adams or maybe Aaron Jones, and you think that Jamal Williams is back there to block, and instead he's the receiver, so he's the last guy that you're keying on, wide open touchdown.
Mike, appreciate it, man. Can't wait. We'll talk on Thursdays. Then we start turning our eye to the Denver Broncos and an old friend, Vic Fangio.
Thank you, Big Show. All
take right, it buddy. Easy, Mike. He's always brought to you by Chili's and their 3-for-$10 dollar menu, starter, entree, and drink. Just $10. Chili's. Chili's is back, baby. Back. And he joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019, look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935. Brewers are getting ready to fire it up. We'll talk with Tim Allen as he gets ready for the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck show next when he's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
She's the best friend's girl. She used to be mine. She's so fine. My best friend's girlfriend. My best friend's girlfriend.
She used to be mine.
My best friend's girlfriend.
Yeah, yeah.
This one, the Cars, here on a tribute Tuesday. here on the Wendy's Big Show. I don't know why I stopped it. I'm sorry. That wasn't what I wanted to do. That was a good song. I like that one. Wendy's Big Show here, 105.7 FM, 1250 AM and the radio.com app. I'm Bill Baby Tal Schmidt. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer is here, as well as Gary Ellerson. Anthony Mandela doing a fine, fine job on the other side. David Bakhtiari joined us a little bit earlier. You can go check that interview out at 105.7 FM, thefan.com's Fan on Demand. It's presented by John Paul's Buick GMC, Highway 100 in Greenfield. We'll also have that conversation for you tomorrow as well. Sometime during the Wendy's Big Show, we're going to hear from Eli Hershkovich of Radio.com tomorrow as well, as Eli is very into the Stevie, now some people would say degenerate side of sports. Some people would also like to call it that it's the investment side of professional sports, and you find ways to invest while into pro sports. He said invest in the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah.
He clapped back at a couple of people that listened to us that were saying that they didn't. So
we retweeted it.
Yeah. So we're going to get Eli in here tomorrow at 3:48, and he's going to tell us why you should invest your money in the Green Bay Packers.
Because apparently the Packers are 2-0, and the odds haven't moved in Vegas. They pretty much haven't moved, even though they're 2-0. So Eli will tell us tomorrow why you should spend your money. Also tomorrow, Ron Wolf on the Bill Michaels Show in studio at 12:35, and you all wanted Rob Stone. On the show, so he's on the show on Thursday, getting ready for Badgers in Michigan at 3:48.
A big Fox Noon kickoff is, I think, or big noon kickoff is what they're calling it.
Yeah, but it's an 11 o'clock start.
Well,
yeah, but it's
noon
Eastern. That's what the world works around is the East Coast.
Okay, whatever. I mean, I don't get it, and maybe I was it Stone,
Rob Stone.
He's the
studio host for that show.
He is okay.
Tell me what confused you, Gary.
I mean, that game should be prime time for me. That should be like a 2:30 kickoff.
Fox doesn't want to go against the SEC.
I understand,
right?
Why is Fox afraid of that game?
Because they can't win in the ratings for the last several years, so they gave up. Simple.
Wisconsin and Michigan can't win both. Both teams are ranked.
Based on everything I've read,
I can get if it was Northwestern and Wisconsin. Right?
Yeah. If it was at school on the lake, no one cares about those rich kids.
Northwestern and Illinois or North, I mean, but Wisconsin, Michigan?
Gary is fired up.
You know why I'm fired up?
Because you don't want to be there for an 11 a.m. game.
Damn right! That means I got to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning, dude.
Why don't you just go up to Madison Friday night?
It still doesn't matter. It's the same thing.
Got to get up at 6 a.m. to go to 11 a.m. game if you're in Madison.
Well, if you're in Madison, you probably don't. But
no.
Maybe that's what I do. I don't know. But now I got to spend more money. And I don't have that right now. But 11 o'clock game, you got to get up. If you're in here in Milwaukee, you got to get up at 6 o'clock. If you live in Green Bay, you got to get up at 5?
Something like that, yeah.
7 o'clock.
You're telling me this game couldn't compete with Auburn, Texas A&M?
Thank you.
Rather watch Michigan, Wisconsin. And I hate Michigan. Like, I hate Michigan.
Well, we know why.
Why would you not want to watch that over Jimbo Fisher?
SEC rules college football, folks.
Not necessarily, though. They just do like selected games. Yeah, I would agree that there are selected games. But I would venture to say that the Big Ten is probably deeper than the SEC as far as competition.
And this is coming from a dude that grew up, born and bred into
it is.
SEC
deeper.
Territory.
They're top heavy, don't get me wrong. Alabama, you know,
LSU. Is scoring a ton of points with their spread now.
Alabama, LSU,
Auburn.
Else, Steven?
Auburn,
every once in a while. Auburn is kind of like Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, right? Yeah. But I think Wisconsin has more history than
Florida. Just lost their quarterback, so he's gone.
We'll get into
really all Alabama and LSU.
Yep. We'll get into a lot more of that game tomorrow. We're back at 2. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck show next. Tim Allen gets you ready for Brewers Padres on the Fan.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.